B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, it's time for the Bring the Heat line. Joe, are you ready?
Love hearing Lavi.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Love hearing Lavi.
I miss him, man. Don't you miss him?
Oh, I totally miss him.
Alain Vigneault, you excited?
I'm okay with him, yeah.
Okay.
Am I excited? I don't think they have the roster to do anything. But
okay.
Apparently, they're supposed to be there. As Ron Hextall said, maybe 3 years. It's been like seven. So, we're getting there. Aren't we?
I'll give you a call when when I care about Flyers talk in like 6 months. All right, let's see what who called in to bring the heat line.
We have Charlie Manuel as the hitting coach now, right? So why can't Charlie get some film of the way Reese used to swing the bat, like last year, or better yet, the year before when he first came up, and fix his damn swing?
Yeah, here's the problem. There's less than 40 games left. I know that Charlie Manuel knows more hitting than me and Joe combined. Is Charlie Manuel going to be able to fix somebody's swing within 40 days, 40 games? I don't think so.
Is a slump a swing problem? Or is it a lot of it's in your head? A lot of it, I mean, did something happen to his swing?
I really do think that there is something to this launch angle crap that they tried, you know, forcing down everybody's throats. Reese Hoskins, in case you didn't know, has the highest launch angle angle in all of baseball.
Really?
The highest. And some of the names that surround him aren't having the best of years. Ronald Acuna Jr., his launch angle degree
stud
is 14.
Really?
Reese Hoskins' degree is 25. And yeah. Ronald Acuna Jr. might hit 40 home runs this year and is also hitting close to 300, whereas Reese Hoskins is hitting 230 and will be lucky to get to 30 home runs.
Charlie's not a huge fan, by the way, of the launch angle.
No, he's not. No, he's an old school guy. Hit down on the ball. So, yeah.
Because you think about it, especially Charlie was saying this the other day, you throw high heat, you're swinging upwards. You know, it diminishes your chances of hitting the ball
in
the sweet spot when you're swinging upwards.
Here, I'm gonna pull up a photo that I took during the game the other day, and you can see it on my Twitter account, at asalchunas975. Reese Hoskins struck out two nights ago on a hanging slider. Go ahead, give this a look. Give this a look there, Joe. What's the problem with that swing? Where's his bat?
Way up there. Wow.
It's pointing straight up almost at this point.
That's a good shot, though.
Yeah, thank you. Real his legs falling down. His back's looking like a banana. No, it's, yeah, great. Launch angle.
You're not going to hit a ton of balls if you're swinging that high to 25, you said?
Yes. What's next?
I think Kapler has done extensive research whether Rodriguez hits better with or without the little man bun ponytail. So I'm not sure. I think he has better numbers against left-handers with the man bun, but he has better numbers against right-handers with the ponytail.
Okay, so that's something that we have to dive into. The Sean Rodriguez hair piece.
Is this like the bamboo tree?
Yeah, I guess so. But it's the hair.
Okay.
So, is there a difference between the man bun and the ponytail? I guess.
Not huge on either.
And neither am I. I'm more of a crew cut guy.
You're tight.
So
you're military grade.
Yes. Tyler gets my ear. Man bun's more of the up top thing. But you can't turn your man bun into a ponytail, can you?
I don't think so. I mean, your hair would have to be long enough.
Exactly.
In the back, certainly.
So we would have to figure out if these numbers are true. What's next?
If we cut Rodriguez right now, if we let him go, a friend of mine was talking today, nobody in the league would sign him. The KGF of the Pennsylvania Whipple League wouldn't sign him.
You think Rodriguez would get picked up somewhere?
Yeah, probably. He was struggling pretty mightily, though, before he hit that home run the other night. It was like one for 20 before that. Yeah.
He still hit it. Oh, he hit the double yesterday, so it may be over 100 for the month of August. By the way, somebody tweeted at me yesterday that they should cut him, and he said the same thing pretty much. No Major League Baseball team would pick him up, not even the Lancaster Barnstormers would pick him up.
Just cover the Barnstormers.
Really?
Yeah, for NBC.
What?
Channel 8 is in Lancaster.
What?
Yes.
So you know all about the Lancaster Barnstormers then. You're still following them, right?
Oh, totally. I'm into them. It's the first thing I look at.
What former Philly is currently on the Lancaster Barnstormers?
What former Philly?
Yeah.
No idea.
He played in the World Series, not for the Phillies, but for another team, and he may have made the final out of that World Series.
You got me.
How about Michael Martinez?
Is that
former
Philly? Did make the final out.
He was on the Indians. He made the final out.
That's right. When he came up, I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
So Michael Martinez. Oh, I didn't even realize the preseason or spring training star Gift Ngope is on the Lancaster Barnstormers.
Really?
How about that?
That's
a lot of good.
He's loaded.
A lot of good players.
He's
What's
six,
next?
Six tool player.
Wait. Who the hell is Logan Morrison? If he gonna pull a Sean Rodriguez on us, asking for a friend.
What happened? Did I miss something? Is he gonna pull a Sean Rodriguez? Oh, because he hit the home run yesterday? And then...
So what? Didn't talk about how entitled the Phillies fans are?
No, Logan Morrison fills a role. Left-handed power bat.
What'd you think about Rodriguez's comments?
Oh, I hated it. I hated everything that he said, and he deserved to be booed yesterday.
He knew he was going to get killed, right?
Yeah, he deserved to be booed yesterday. If Bryce Harper wanted to say it, then maybe we sit back and listen and think about it a little bit. We're still angry at Bryce.
I think we boo Bryce Harper.
Not as much as Sean Rodriguez.
No, probably not, because Sean Rodriguez is what? Who?
Exactly. Bryce Harper is a guy who actually provides good play for you and is going to be here for 13 years. Sean Rodriguez will be forgotten in a year.
I'll be here 13 minutes.
The thing that we remember about Sean Rodriguez will be his comments, not anything that he did on the field.
He left an indelible mark.
And that's the problem. What's next?
I really love the Phillies. But what really bothers me is they can't put a finger on what is the problem with this team. I think pitching is really one of their biggest problems. But, I mean, it just seems like they play these teams that they should beat, and they struggle against them.
Oh, it's like that. Every season, it seems like.
I think they're soft, to be honest with you. I think they're soft. Do they really have an alpha in that clubhouse, like a Johnny Bench or a
Pete Rose? Should be Bryce Harper.
Should be Bryce Harper. I don't know if he's an alpha. I think they're all looking to follow someone, and they kind of follow each other, and that's not always a good thing.
And I read somebody from The Athletic wrote a story on the team meeting that they had. So the day after Cesar doesn't run to second base, they had a team meeting. About hustling with 33 games left. They're doing team meetings about hustling. And Sean Rodriguez said, I talked to the team. I explained how it angers me, blah, 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 blah. But it's Sean. Again, this comes back to Sean Rodriguez. No, nobody knows about that quote because everybody heard the quote that he said about the fans.
Right, sure.
But Sean Rodriguez is expressing his anger to some of the players. And it's like,
who's going to listen to
if
Sean
I'm
Rodriguez?
Cesar Hernandez, who didn't hustle to second base, am I listening to Sean Rodriguez?
No.
Yeah, he's been in the league since 2008, so he's been in the league for 11 years. But
doesn't matter. He's Sean Rodriguez.
He's like, yo, dude, I start over you.
Who's listening to Sean Rodriguez?
But if Bryce Harper says something to Cesar, maybe they go, all right, man, like I hear you.
Sure.
But Sean Rodriguez?
It's more impactful.
It's the same thing. We laugh at Sean Rodriguez. I'm just,
To be a leader, you have to be able to perform on the field. No one's going to follow you if you're not a good player. They
exactly.
just aren't. Like people should say, keep Tim Tebow. He's a good leader. If he's searching quarterback, no one's going to listen to him.
Exactly.
No one's going to listen to him.
I brought this up on the baseball show the other day to what the caller just brought up. Teams that the Phillies constantly play down to their level of opponent. Like the Phillies do that all the time.
Yep.
If I read you some of these team names, the Arizona Diamondbacks, they're a below 500 or around 500 club. They're 2-4 against the Diamondbacks this year. The Marlins, of course, they're 7-9 against the Marlins this season. The Rockies, they're just 4-3 against the Rockies. They lost that series to the White Sox. They're 1-2 against the White Sox. They're 3-4 to the Giants, who are going to finish the season below 500. The Padres, they're 3-3 against the Padres. They're going to finish the season below 500. It's these mediocre to below average teams that you are losing games, and these are the games you need to win to keep up with the Braves, with the Nationals, with the Cubs.
Good teams win those games.
Exactly.
You got to beat the teams you should beat. And they don't have it.
They're not doing it.
They're not a very good baseball team.
What's next?
It's 5:44 on Tuesday night. Sean Rodriguez is in the lineup. I can't believe he's not leading them off. Are you serious? I feel sick.
I knew he'd be in the lineup yesterday.
Yeah.
Because Brault, the pitcher for the Pirates, is a left-handed pitcher. and struggles against right-handed hitters. So Sean Rodriguez was perfect to be in that lineup yesterday, and he hits that double.
Well, he hits the walk-off home run, and from what you're saying, righty versus lefty.
Statistically,
why
yeah.
would he not be in the lineup?
Well, he was in the lineup the next day.
Do you think Gabe saw the comments and said, we got to yank this guy?
Oh, yeah, I said that last night. I was like, he's not going to be benched for calling out the fans.
No, of course not.
Now, if he calls out a teammate or Gabe himself, maybe Gabe goes,
then there's a discussion.
Call out fans. He's not going to get benched for comments like that.
Mm-mm.
All right, that was Bring the Heat. Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your air conditioner keeping your house cool in the end of summer heat? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.